one of the things that we have been looking at was the impact of the floods on growth, and obviously that has, at least in the first instance, had an adverse effect. We've looked at what's happened in the agriculture sector, for instance, so a lot of banana trees were destroyed, so that's impacted agricultural production. Same thing in the fishery sector. We know that a lot of fishing boats and fishing equipment and the like were destroyed, so that is a negative factor for growth this year. We're also looking at all sectors of the economy, but I think one area that we were particularly focused on is what's happening with construction, because there's a lot of construction activity going on, both because of the airport, which is an ongoing project, of course, and also because there's reconstruction from the flood. While the flood event itself is obviously a disaster and a terrible thing for any country to face something like that, what we typically find in countries where there has been a natural disaster is that the rebuilding effort itself actually does help growth pick up, and so we've looked into that. So I think on balance, we think that the floods probably have impacted growth somewhat negatively this year, but beyond that, we think that there is underlying momentum in the economy, and we'll, if I should have said at the beginning, we will release a statement to you hopefully in the next day or so that will provide at least some preliminary estimates of what's happened with growth.